KG4ZGS, mobile.
KG4ZGS, M4, is that okay, mobile?
Shane, nice to hear from you, man. Had a story about this repeater that I wanted to tell somebody in the know. Came out late night last night just to see if anyone was on ham or GMRS. Pretty quiet, but I got on this repeater and the Kurt Schunker was there playing music.
Wondering if we got two or three different people who are acting up now. Best thing to do though, if it ever comes, if you're on and if they ever start interfering, just ignore them. Because if you ignore them, they'll think they're not being heard. And but it, I mean, if you know, if you start drawing attention to them, that's what they're there for. So best thing to do is just in the middle of a conversation, just totally ignore them. Try to boost up your power and, you know, talk over them.
That's what I typically do. It was interesting. I heard him ker-chunking in there, and then at one point, actually at two different points, it was after 1:30 in the morning. Like I said, it was late night. There was a couple of periods where they played music for like 10 or 20 seconds, and it wasn't even that good.
Coming from a professional standpoint, so I'm sure some people might have thought it was pretty good.
I was like, man, if you're going to be... breaking the law, you know, you could at least be talking to me or something without a license, but transmitting crappy music was just kind of a drag.
Yeah, seems like more and more there's people that don't know how to act like adults, so okay, it's sad. But yeah, I think most of us, and I've done it too, you know, turned on the radio and listened for a minute and then just keyed. You're technically not supposed to do it, but I've keyed up just once, you know, and made the repeater key up just to see if it's busy or see if I can, you know. I think most people do that. And then sometimes there's interference. There's so many radio and RF signals up there on the mountain that sometimes conditions are such that something sets off the repeater and it's not anybody. It's just, you know, the conditions are doing it with all the RF around it.
Yeah, every now and then I'll key up to see if I'm hitting a repeater, but, you know, like once. I don't sit there and do it 5-10 times in a row or whatever, or every 3 minutes or whatever. It's just obnoxious. But, yeah, I mean, everybody keys up on a repeater here and there. Now that I know what my range is pretty good, I usually avoid that, but, you know, not a deadly sin there. But, anyway... Speaking of getting out of range, every time I go up toward Landrum, I start to get a little further from the repeater, so if I'm scratchy, I apologize. This is KG4ZGS.
What are you doing tonight? Headed out for another music festival?
Tonight, me and the fam are going up to Tryon to check out some pizza. Gonna go to Side Street Pizza and see what they're all about. Driven by there a couple of times, but never been there, so we can do a Friday night pizza run.
Time for pizza. I like pizza. Well, I hope you enjoy it, and hello to the family there. I've never eaten anywhere up there in Tryon. I've been through it a couple times, but a little out of my area, and don't go that way much.
Off the beaten path. Landrum's definitely more in line, obviously, with Highway 14 and then I-26 there. So to get to Tryon, you kind of have to go a little bit out of your way to get there. It's only like 3 miles or something.
Up now, but I copied everything.
Well, I don't want to picket fence or scratch up the repeater, so I'll say 73s for now, Shane. Nice to talk to you, sir. N4ZLK from KG4ZDS, and I hope to talk to you later.
Hear you, and enjoy that pizza, and have a good evening. KG4ZGS, N4ZLK.